Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander, Ed engineering the show on the other side of the glass. Thank you, Ed, for your support and pushing all the right buttons on the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. A great day to have been born into this world, but of course, I'm very partial to that, and I want to say thank you to the really hundreds of people who have sent birthday greetings along to the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page, which is easy to find if you'd like to become a friend. It's Bill Buckmaster. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You are welcome to join in the conversation at any time during the hour. And of course, we are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. It is the most powerful of the Tucson News Talk stations, a great reach for the station all over southern Arizona from one end to the other. Of course, we live stream the show, which means you don't have to be in front of a radio. But if you're by a computer, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com will get you to the program with the live stream. And then we have our podcast programs and complete show archive available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. It's our pleasure to have our Washington contributor, Terry Bracey. Terry being one of about two dozen people we are very proud to have contributing to this program on a monthly basis, sometimes even more. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs, and he's enjoyed a long and distinguished career. Beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall, Terry went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm in Washington of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, and represents the city of Tucson, longtime client, and Central Arizona Project. And we're happy that Terry is in town this week. So, of course, we wanted to make sure he came by the Buckmaster Show. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm wonderful. What a pleasure to be in Tucson.
Well, it's always good to have you with us, and it's like my birthday gift, you coming along. And there must have been something in the water, because you're celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
I am. Yes, right. We're December kids.
There you go. Sagittarian.
Yeah, but happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
What an incredible show you've put together. I mean, this is really the show that everybody wants to be on. So congratulations. You've given us a present.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. I can't believe it will be 4 years the first week in January that the Buckmaster Show then will enter its fifth year. So four full years under our belt. And we do have just about every show that we have done, Terry, archived as part of that buckmastershow.com website. Good news for the city of Tucson with the omnibus appropriations bill. Why don't you hit on some of the highlights for us, what that means to us locally, Terry?
Well, as you know, the big headlines are largely people complaining about what's known as the cromnibus. You know, first of all, it's too big. It includes too many subjects. It delves into all kinds of issues from campaign finance reform to Wall Street and so on. But if you peel back the cover of that bill and start looking at it with a sort of our narrow interest in mind, a number of really good things are happening. Number one, cheers to Congressman Ron Barber on this one, the A-10 has been well funded, $337 million in that bill to continue regular program of the A-10. And that's, of course, big news for DM. And again, it may be a final salute to Ron Barber, but what a job he did on that.
And that keeps the funding going for at least a year. But the good news, it kind of keeps the ball rolling with Senator McCain now becoming a member of the very important Defense Appropriations.
Indeed, he becomes chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which he's already a powerful senator, but this really puts him in a dominating position with respect to the Pentagon. So, DM. So then another big issue that's on the mayor's mind and others all the time is water. Mm-hmm. And we've just had an announcement by David Modere at Central Arizona Project. Of
who will be on our show tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, good, because he can explain a very important multi-state agreement that CAP led the way in negotiating, which will keep Lake Mead in decent shape and avoid calling an emergency, which would require cutbacks in supplies of Tucson water and others, and that's a major thing. Well, the funding for that is in part federal, and $100 million was added to the federal budget, really to fund that. Then a third thing, our police department is thought of as one of the best in the country, and under the Cromnibus bill, there's an extension of a number of programs that the Tucson Police Department participates in, including the COPS program, which has provided us with between 50 and 100 additional officers on the street with federal funding. That will continue.
That's huge.
Well, it is.
I hadn't heard anything about that, really.
Well, a lot of this stuff
under the radar screen, but we're talking about some more cops on the street.
Well, keeping them there.
Yeah,
they've been put there on the street with this federal money, and we've been working on those grants for years for the city. A special thing the mayor cares about is the energy assistance program for the poor. That was threatened to be – there were going to be major cutbacks in that. Mayor Rothschild and others led an effort, national effort, to stop that, and – were rewarded by continuing funding of $3.39 billion, big victory there. Transportation, and here the big thing I'm going to push with the city, Bill, is we have a $500 million Tiger program, again, being funded. We built the streetcar with the Tiger program.
That's right.
And I'll be meeting with city officials this week, and we want to talk about what more we can go after in that Tiger program. But the fact that it was funded so generously opens up a door for Tucson.
Terry, I want to mention this issue with the Postal Service. It's because a lot of people here are very concerned about it, small business people who are worried. You know, Tucson, in effect, is like the largest city in the United States that's not going to have its own postmark.
And this is an outrage, and we have been fighting this tooth and nail. What happened is it's a typical, you know, you had consultants come into the Postal Service, and they drew up a scheme which got to the numbers that they wanted to get to. They forgot to do a couple things. They forgot to consult anybody here about anything, and secondly, they didn't have the requisite public hearings and so on. And therefore, were criticized bitterly by the Inspector General of the Post Office.
Yeah, I mean, they just got to the numbers they want. It's like, oh, Tucson, so what? I mean, but this is, I hope this can be stopped.
Well, we're working on it. And the key to it right now is to make sure that our post office, the Cherry Bell facility is already being cut back. But what my hope is we keep the facility open. Mm-hmm. If you keep it open, we can always reverse things and put people back in there in the future.
The big political news, Terry, is the news about Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, doing kind of one of these tentative exploratory things. You've certainly been around the block long enough to know that there must be a lot of interest for him to take this step.
Well, he would be a formidable candidate, no question about it. Bill, I have no way to read whether he would make it through the Republican primaries, but if Governor Bush were to arrive as the general election candidate for the Republicans, I think he would be formidable. I really do. You know, his wife is Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
and Jeb Bush himself speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the ability perhaps for him to repair some of the damage that's been done and continues to be done by leaders like Senator Cruz and others who are holding up the Senate right now based upon objections to the immigration actions of the president. I understand how they feel about it, But there's no question that they're just burning up their chits with the Hispanic community. So Governor Bush would have the potential of starting to rebuild some of that.
We will know officially whether we'll know officially who the CD2 congressional winner will be. That will be announced tomorrow. If it is Colonel McSally, as a freshman, she will have her work cut out for her, I'm sure, as all freshmen do in Congress.
She will. And assuming she's the winner, I don't know that, but if she is, I would really recommend that she turned to people like Senator John Kyle, mm-hmm. Now retired, very formidable force in the Senate, also served in the House for years. Jim Colby, mm-hmm. who was a terrific congressman for us here in Southern Arizona, and try to stay away from these special interests who'll be in the door immediately. And of course,
they'll be knocking at the door, won't they? The moment she's in her office.
Right. And every commitment you make to these people comes with, there's a price tag, mm-hmm. you know, with mm-hmm. every contribution. And so there's always with freshman members of Congress, they're immediately worried about their seats and winning reelection and they start fundraising and whatnot, and that puts them in the hands of the special interests. I guess what my recommendation would be, listen to Jim Colby, mm-hmm. listen to John Kyle, and listen to us if we can help them.
Okay.
We've been around a long time to open doors and give perspective and whatnot.
Terry Bracey with us, our Washington contributor in town, in studio with us, and we have Shelley Fishman coming up with the certified Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Terry, stick around. Join us for our conversation with Shelley. How about that?
Be happy to, Bill.
All right. The Buckmaster Show continues at 12:16 on this Tuesday afternoon. This portion brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours away to an environment that is just really out of the ordinary. Beautiful area, mile high elevation. You know, the Gila is the nation's first wilderness, and that's right next door there in historic Silver City. We certainly recommend, we send a lot of people from this program over to Silver City. They all come back saying the same thing. Bill, it was a great weekend getaway. Wonderful places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins and, of course, the wonderful things to do. Find out about it at southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like TMM Family Services, Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, and Youth on Their Own. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And it's always easy for us here on the Buckmaster Show to turn and consult with Shelly Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. We're delighted to have Shelly with us every Tuesday at this time on our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. We also have Terry Bracey, our Washington contributor. Terry sticking around. I'm sure he's got a question or two for Shelly as well. And Shelly, it's been a, first of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. Happy birthday yes. to you.
Yes, now, you've got two
this.
Birthday boys.
We don't want you talking about your birthday on the air
okay.
ever again.
All right.
And here's the reason why.
Okay.
On your birthday today,
yes.
the market has swung more than 300 points in both directions.
So every time I talk about the
it's
birthday,
your fault.
It's my fault.
It's your
the market
fault.
Has really gone crazy today.
Crazy today. I looked this morning. I said, oh, another one of those days. And then it was flat. And then it was down 105 points. And oh, gosh. And then it was up 205 points. What the heck is happening?
And what the heck is happening?
Uncertainty is happening. And that's the problem. That's why I'm thrilled to have Terry here, because we've got a new Congress coming in, and we know that that new Congress is going to make some changes, and we also know that there are some, you know, want to call them drop-dead dates or cliffhanger dates that have to do with the financial future of the country. And so I'm just wondering about uncertainty. I mean, markets don't necessarily react well every time there's good news, react badly every time there's bad news. What they react badly to is uncertainty.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing with the price of oil. That's what we're seeing with some of the unstable things around the world. And so, you know, what can we expect from this new Congress?
Well, I do. I'm hopeful. And I do think that with the Republicans in charge of both houses, they now have to govern. So it's not just a Greek chorus anymore. Now the country is looking to the Republican Party to help govern. And they know that going into the presidential race, this is going to be important. I think there's going to continue to be a lot of disagreement. There are going to be a lot of vetoes. But
sure.
I think there's a very good chance on basic financial issues, on arriving at a budget on time, on getting the appropriations out on time, and on extending the debt limit. Those are things that the Republicans will probably do, I think, pretty gracefully, and I hope so.
I hope you're right, because as a, you know, as a financial advisor, as somebody who's dealing with investments, it is so critical that we be able to look ahead and see that the headwinds that we don't know about, you know, you can't see, but the headwinds that we can control and that we can predict, that they be minimized. Because when we're shooting ourselves, you know, in our own foot, that's not good for investors. And, you know, so many people today are invested one way or another in the markets. Through their 401ks, through their IRAs, through their other investments. Lots of people aren't. But more and more, this has become a society that's dependent for their futures, for their retirement, on their investments, and of course on their real estate. Real estate has become a little, you know, less certain. We're seeing now that more and more people are renting for a while, mm-hmm. at least. So what happens, of course, when investments bounce around like they did today or are doing today, people get scared. And there is nothing like fear to cause people to make irrational decisions. And, you know, when sometimes I go to these conferences and there's a bunch of advisors and, you know, the moderator will always open up, what's your major job? What's your first job? And, you know, everybody raises their hand, well, make money for my clients, blah, blah,
right.
blah. He said, no. Your major job is to stop your clients from doing stupid things. That's your major job.
Okay.
That's your first job. And it is tougher and tougher to do that job when fear or greed are playing larger and larger roles in the kind of gut reactions that your client base is experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And so for me to do my job as capably as I possibly can, we need some degree of certainty. We need, if not calm seas, relatively calm seas. And so, you know, getting an optimistic view from Terry is kind of reassuring. We'll of course see what happens. I think that veto pen is going to have to come out more often than it has. Actually, has he ever vetoed a bill now in 6 years?
I think he's vetoed one or two.
One or two.
But it has not been a tool that he used very often. But you don't have to go very far back in history to see presidents who really ruled with the veto,
sure.
including President Reagan, President Ford, and so on. They mm-hmm. just used the veto. And people can have to, when you talk about Washington, Shelley, as you know and Bill knows, we've been trying to talk all year long, focus on the executive branch. That's where the power is. A lot of the debate, the drama, and everything else goes on in the Congress. But at the end of the day, the executive branch has the power in this era. And particularly with Congress conflicted,
mm-hmm.
that power is not employed by Congress. It's expressed mailed right to the executive branch. So that's where you have to keep your eye.
That's a really good observation and something that we will certainly continue to do. Thanks for participating.
Yes,
in the segment.
Thank
today.
You.
That's just wonderful.
We thank Terry Bracey.
And
for
happy birthday
around.
Tomorrow.
Oh, well, Terry Bracey.
And if things are steady tomorrow after today,
yeah.
we'll know whose birthday we can announce and whose we can't.
A quick question about the bottom on this oil price uh-huh. deal. Are we any feeling that we're nearing a bottom on the oil prices?
If you take a look at the historical price for oil in periods of stability, It was in the 1970s at around $20 a barrel. If you look at inflation and the effect of inflation over time and bring that forward till today, it's at around $42 or $45. That would be the bottom. When oil was at 20, secondary and tertiary recovery methods were said to be economic at 30. So somewhere around where it is today, at around 57, I think, is where it closed yesterday. I don't watch it from minute to minute. Mm-hmm. But in there, we are actually marginal for some of the kinds of secondary and tertiary recovery methods we're using, fracking being one. Boiling the oil out of tar sands and that kind of thing. So we're right at the kind of the cusp right now of when it's a good thing to do and when it's just diseconomic to do it. And of course that changes a little in various countries. So, you know, the Saudis have so much invested, they can pull oil out of of their fields,
right,
almost regardless of the price. The Russians, on the other hand, have a problem when it gets much below 75.
Mm-hmm.
And we here, the Canadians, you know, are probably up there at 70, 75 as well. Here in this country, we have so many different kinds of oil and energy available to us. We can stand the lower prices.
Right.
But we're getting at that point now that's really a tipping point.
All right. Shelley Fishman, where can people find out more about you?
On the BuckmasterShow.com website, best way, or 940-0884. Just give me a call.
Thank you very much, Shelley, and thanks again, Terry, for being with us.
My pleasure.
We continue on the Buckmaster Show right after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Holly, Christmas, Rudolph! Looks like we're going down!
Ah! Game over, man! Game over! Mayday! Mayday! We're going down!
Unidentified aircraft. This is the Tucson Tower. You're invading TSA airspace. State your business.
Tucson Tower, this is Santa making a forced landing to Perfection Auto Works for a fast repair. Gotta deliver toys and gifts to all the children on the planet!
Santa Claus? Are you crazy? It's Christmas Eve, and you didn't take your sleigh to Perfection Auto Works for the free 26-point inspection before your journey? What would the children think?
Ho, 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 and a word to those who listen. Take your car to Perfection Auto Works and let your car repairs glisten.
Santa, thank you for saving Christmas and taking your car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in southern Arizona.
Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:36 on this Tuesday afternoon. The following segment presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And joining me now on the Buckmaster Show is Diane Iacco, who wears many hats for Cox in her job as executive assistant to the Cox VP of Marketing. And Diane does so much work in the community supporting Cox, and we are delighted to have you, Diane, with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here.
You, among many talents that you have, you love opera and are an opera singer. Was that something that you aspired to at an early age? Were you introduced to opera in the household?
Yes, I was. My mother was the church soloist, and listening to her sing, as well as loving to perform, I've always loved theater. I've kind of naturally fell into opera because it kind of combines both music and theater. And when I was in college, starting out as a music educator, I decided, well, I think I really like being on the stage as well. So it rang true for me. So I went into those studies.
And Iacco is Italian.
Italian. So it's in the blood.
It's in your blood. And you were telling me the family came from the Naples area?
Yes. My grandfather. And probably had his name misspelled at Ellis Island along the way.
I recall when Luciano Pavarotti died, you were interviewed by the Arizona Daily Star. They selected you to talk about.
Yes. I was fortunate early on in my career to be in the Pavarotti International Voice Competition, and he chose me as a winner to sing with him in an opera. So Was a tragic loss for the opera world when he passed away. I think it was 2007. And they just wanted me, the star asked to just talk about those, that experience singing with him on stage.
And you did sing with him.
I did. I sang Oscar to his Ricardo in Un ballo in maschera, Verdi opera. And it was a thrill. Of course, he was greater than life, and a wonderful representative of the Italian repertoire.
And as I pointed out at the beginning of the interview, Cox does so much to support various organizations around the community, and some of your loves have to do with the Voice and Chorus, Tucson Girls Chorus,
yes.
The St. Philip's in the Hills, their Friends of Music series is really kind of the iconic music series in this community.
Yeah, it's a wonderful mission at St. Philip's. It also supports our after-school music program for kids from Holloway and Rio Vista who come for homework help after school, as well as music lessons. And studies have shown that kids who study music definitely process language better. So they have noticed improvement in their grades. And Cox has been great to support, as well as encourage us to do volunteer work in the community. We are lucky
You're encouraged.
Encouraged, exactly. And then they want us to volunteer, and it seems to be a win-win for us and the community. We have 40% of our Southern Arizona employees who volunteer in the community for organizations as myself, the Tucson Girls Chorus, the Loft Cinema, as well as the Boys and Girls Club, and a lot of the nonprofits in the community.
For those who have not been to St. Philip's, first of all, I strongly recommend a visit, not just because I'm a proud member of the congregation, but the architecture alone is worth the visit, and attending services there, especially this time of year with the church decorated for Christmas, really is a special
occasion. Absolutely.
It really is.
And
I think it's the hottest ticket in town on Christmas Eve to go to Christmas Eve services at St. Philip's. Last year, you took part in St. Philip's's Amahl and the Night Visitors, a really full-blown presentation. And as I recall, you played the role of the mother in Amahl. Amahl is going to be dark this year, but you're going to bring it back in 2016.
Yes, we're very excited to be able to bring it back to the community. It's such a beautiful, tender story. So special this time of year, and I was happy to play the part of the mother, and it joined all of our forces at St. Philip's, the adult and children's choir, and we were able to offer this beautiful opera to the community.
You talked a little bit about the Music Center at St. Philip's and kids who are motivated to have something to do after school is so important. And I remember when the Music Center really was created there at St. Philip's, I think that was a very good investment in our future. Kids who perhaps know really nothing about music can get an introduction, and it just gives the kids something, kind of a sense of purpose, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The program there, the St. Nicholas Choir, is growing and doing very well. As a matter of fact, in 2016, they've been invited to the United Kingdom to sing at Worcester Cathedral, which we're very thrilled about. So it is a wonderful training program and thing to do, not only for individual growth, but spiritual growth as well.
Speaking with Diane Iacco, I think I've got it right.
It's perfect.
Okay. And talking about her many volunteering activities with Cox, and I think that without volunteers, this community probably could not function. I mean, it is so important. We have so many people, especially in the winter, who come out here and they're thinking, well, you know, now I'm retired. What do I do? Well, volunteering is a natural course.
Absolutely. It's a great experience for the community and for the individual.
to wrap this up, for folks who would like more information about the Friends of Music series and the schedule, what would be a good place to go, Diane, to find out about that?
Well, we have our website is friendsofmusictucson.org. It will give you a list of our concert series through the year.
Diane, I want to wish you and everybody at Cox and really thank you for the work you do, and a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show, our every other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly. That's coming up.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Do you have uninvited, annoying house guests even before the holidays? Five Star Termite and Pest Control has several options to deal with that inconvenience. Our General Pest Control Division has a cornucopia of service options available to remove these embarrassing invaders from your home. And remember, we are talking about annoying house guests with six or more legs, not your obnoxious drunk uncle. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery, featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the crown jewel of the downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, pleased to present the family-friendly holiday show, Mariachi Christmas, Thursday. This Thursday, Mexico's musical heritage coming to life through the music and voices of Sol de Mexico, this Grammy-nominated platinum-selling mariachi band founded by Jose Hernandez will celebrate the season with some very rich rhythms, inspiring cultural lyrics, and dynamic energy that is mariachi. And come a little bit early, at 6:30, there'll be a pre-concert performance by local mariachi bands, one of them from Pueblo High, and then Mariachi Tampatico. Also, the Southwest Soul Circuit End of the Year Gala, that's going to be Friday. This Friday, it's a red carpet black tie evening featuring world-class classic and contemporary soul, jazz, gospel music concert. For more information and to purchase tickets to Mariachi Christmas performing this Thursday and to attend the Southwest Soul Circuit Gala this Friday, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill, and how are you? I hear it's your birthday today.
It is. Thank you. Thank you very much. A very interesting show underway over at our friends Terry Etherton's well-known gallery. I think Terry and the gang are celebrating, 30 years downtown?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
And, they just had the 100th anniversary of their building, the Oddfellows Hall.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful old, architectural jewel in downtown. Has never been knocked down, luckily for us.
And they have a really interesting show having to do with the land.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's called Land Exposures. It's three different photographers, all very interested in the Southwest landscape, the desert, but all using extraordinarily different means to capture their images. Jamie Stillings, you may remember a few years ago, he did these photos of the new Hoover Dam bypass. They were spectacular color photos of, monumental installation up there in northwestern Arizona. Well, he has returned to do something like that in Nevada. There's a gigantic solar power plant that's been built out there in the desert. It was a huge undertaking. They had to move a lot of desert turtles, Terry was telling me. And Jamie Stillings got there pretty early on and documented the creation of this big human-made geometry on the desert landscape. And he was flying around in a helicopter with a pilot. And, you get this huge expanse of the land with all these mirrors that are used in the solar power plant, shining up from it. So those are extraordinary. And there's another guy, a fairly young guy out of ASU master's program named David Emmett Adams. Now, he goes back and uses a very old-fashioned photograph technique, the 19th century wet plate collodion.
Wow.
But what he does is he coats that chemical on metal cans that he finds beaten and shot up out in the desert and, uses that as his photographic surface, takes these slow pictures. So he gets these gorgeous, old-fashioned-looking black-and-white prints of saguaros on, the modern-day detritus of these rusty cans.
Wow, so that's a unique medium, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry said, the curators in California are extremely interested in this work. It's really challenging, and, it's so great to see these old technologies come back and be new to us again.
That show will be up for how long over there?
Not too much longer, January 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to go see it. It's closed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, but it's open, you know, regular hours around those holidays.
Now, that was written about in a past Tucson Weekly, but the upcoming Tucson Weekly, which will be available this week, your art review, extraordinary at Conrad Weil Gallery.
Yeah. Now, Conrad Weil is a much smaller scale gallery than Etherton, but they always do interesting and great stuff. And they've been out of circulation for quite some time. The owner, Miles Conrad, has hopped around to different spaces around 6th and 6th, and he has now settled in the Steinfeld Warehouse, which, as you know, no Steinfeld. I always get them mixed up, the comedian in the warehouse. But anyway, you know, that building was kind of a wreck, and, you know, Miles decided that that's where he wanted his gallery to be, and he has been rehabbing that with, you know, sweat labor, sweat equity, for quite some time, and it's just such a pleasure to have him back in operation, this new show. I mean, what this gallery specializes in is very contemporary, very modern works, but it doesn't have the ugliness of a lot of contemporary art. He really values craft and beautiful-looking objects, but the artists are always using such interesting materials. That's another thing he looks for. The one artist I liked a lot, a French-Canadian woman, uses plywood, not a very highfalutin art material, and she carves into it, and then she gets the colors. You know, plywood is made of all these layers of wood.
Yeah.
But it's all different colors, which is why you don't like it. You know, you don't build furniture out of it or anything. But she used it. She sort of turned it into paintings just by carving into that wood and using the colors to, you know, become the lines and the tones of what you would call a painting. So,
and plywood is a material you would not associate normally with works of art.
Not at all. And yet, I mean, it just took my breath away when I saw these things. They reminded me of Chinese watercolors, if you're familiar with those.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very spare landscapes, you know, often with the mountain peaks and then just delicate washes of color. That's what they look like. And it's all plywood, and her only tool was little wood cutting tools.
Wow.
No paints whatsoever. So she's definitely worth going to see. And then I made a list of all the other, there's six artists in this show, and they all use weird materials. Okay, there's her plywood. This other artist who showed at Conrad Weil before, she uses toilet paper. Into these kind of, she squishes them up and puts colors on them, and they become wall sculptures. And then she makes these very elegant wall sculptures out of PVC piping.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of an off-white, and those are really...
Next thing you're going to tell me, there's somebody that uses burlap.
Yes, burlap, exactly. And she, like, layers this burlap on wire grids, and they turn into these landscapes. You know, you see these rolling hills emerge from the folds of the cloth. And you and I are interested in this one as journalists, scorched newspapers. This
guy,
Martin Shaver, he took old newspapers... not so old. I mean, the remaining newspapers in town, he used pages from them, poured white concrete on them through some kind of a sieve, hardened the whole thing and then he set the thing on fire, right? So you get these scorched-looking newspapers stuck to this white concrete.
Is that a new meaning to hot off the press?
Ooh,
yes.
Bill, I could have used that, huh, in my story. Anyway, they look like tablets from an ancient civilization. You know, this is how people used to communicate in these primitive paper things. So that had kind of an interesting and telling commentary. But again, they're beautiful to look at. They're kind of incised, and they have the browns and blacks of the scorch marks. They're just really nice. Another guy used the brackets, you know, that you put on the wall when you're mm-hmm. hanging up your shelves. And he just used the brackets and turned them into this beautiful sort of series of stars on the wall, you know, very abstract.
So it's really kind of about the materials with the collection of extraordinary works
exactly.
at Conrad Weil.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Margaret, we're going to have to run, but thank you very much. And that show is, let's see, I've got the note in front of me. I think it's through January 17th.
Right, and there's another opening on, I think it's the 3rd.
So January 3rd. First Saturday reception, 6 to 9, January 3rd.
Absolutely.
At the Seinfeld warehouse. Thanks,
Jerry
Margaret.
Seinfeld Gallery.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. They've got Mariachi Christmas Thursday, Mexico's musical heritage coming to life with the sounds and voices of Soul Day Mexico. And don't forget, on the big screen, Saturday, December 20th and Monday, December 22nd, celebrate the holidays. The Polar Express, the animated adaptation of Chris Van Allsburg's classic children's book. And then, of course, It's a Wonderful Life is going to be shown at the Fox. To purchase tickets to see Mariachi Christmas and to view the holiday classic film schedule, visit foxtucson.com. Big shout out to Culligan Water. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. All of our Culligan water here at the station. The guests love it. We love it. And thank you, Culligan. Also, a big shout out to Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. If you're looking for an outstanding auto mechanic, check out PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Wake up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 8, the Daily Double, 8 to 9, for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. At 4, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, and Ed Alexander, 1204 tomorrow. Have a great
Intelligent
afternoon.
Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.